Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Is she being the a-hole for refusing to hang out with a friend because the friend is always drinking, and then when she drinks, she messes around on her husband? Maybe time for separation here. We'll get into it here in just 1 second. All right, so it was Abby that has passed this on to us. It's a new phrase. It's not gaslighting.
Oh, it's the opposite. It's called light gassing, and it's this new word that's been coined. We can add it to the Webster Dictionary since they just added, like, what, 500 words to it?
Yeah.
But it's basically when you are in a situation where your friend is telling their side of the story, and instead of you, like, trying to take the other side, you just end up, like, leaning into their story and validating their experience.
Have you heard about this new concept, light gassing? Pretty much the opposite of gaslighting, which, if you don't know, it's when someone causes another person to doubt their feelings and senses. Psychologically damaging. Light gassing, also damaging. Okay, quick survey. You ever told your friends, oh, since he did X, they don't deserve to be with you? Or, of course you did Y, they made you feel bad. Or, you did nothing wrong, it was 100% their fault. News for you, that's light gassing. According to Spencer Greenberg, light gassing is when one person agrees with or validates another person's false beliefs or misconceptions in order to be supportive. Because friends want to be supportive, we're the most likely culprits. Also, super weird timing, because as I was reading this, one of my guy friends texted me, have you seen how other women reinforce other women? They never tell them the truth, or it's in comments, etc., because women are much more mindful of feeling. Dudes apparently will tell each other the truth and hold them accountable. Is this true? Of course we want our friends to validate our feelings, but if they have to agree with false statements in order to do that, it's actually a net negative. Anyway, so what's the solution? He says to validate only the parts of the beliefs that you know to be true. Still validate their emotions and be like, it's understandable and okay to feel the way that you're feeling, but don't reinforce a false belief, because otherwise you're light gassing.
So hi, my name is Kristen and I'm a light gasser.
Are you?
Yes, but there, like, so I was putting myself in this, like, when I was listening to the definition, and I have a good friend that went through a divorce recently and her ex is just a freaking nightmare, right? And yeah, I'm very much validating a lot of her concerns and when she comes to me, but they're not false beliefs. Like, he's really doing X, Y, Z.
But she, yes. So, Mo, I saw you, like, shaking your head yes when they were talking about the difference between a man and a woman in this situation.
That's been my experiences over the years. I think between my male friends, we're really, like, brutally honest with each other. When you're wrong, you're wrong. When you're right, you're right. And I remember when I was dating, sometime, like, the woman I was dating would go to her friends about our situations, and they would always tell her she was right, to the point where it would affect our relationship, because no one would tell her she was wrong when she was clearly wrong.
So I think, like, the real-life example would be, like, Kristen and Abby being friends, right? Abby is dating somebody that has, like, really not been paying a whole bunch of attention to her, so she's feeling a little isolated, so she hooks up with another dude, and then Kristen says, oh, well, your man's been treating you like crap anyway, so it's no wonder why you fell in the arms of another man. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, probably.
Yeah, it's another word for enabling your friends to feel a way that they shouldn't, because there are two sides to every story.
And it's called light
gassing,
just the opposite. Okay. All right, let's get into Am I the A-hole? Because she's got a friend that's drinking too much, and when she drinks too much, she messes around on her husband, and then she turns around and blames the friend for not stopping her. It's a mess.
Dear Bert Show, you can call me Harley. My best friend Ivy and I are both married with children. I have two and she has one. It's important to note Ivy doesn't have custody of her child, so she has a lot of time to go out and hang out with people, as I do not have a lot of free time because my children are with me every day. Here's my dilemma. Ivy is not happy in her marriage. She says she is. However, every time we go out for some much needed girl time, she gets way too drunk and cheats on her husband. The last time we went out, she even went as far as playing piano with a guy. She got mad at me. She said I let her out of my sight and allowed her to make bad choices. And if I were really a best friend, I would have kept a better eye on her and stopped her. WTF.
That's called gaslighting.
Welcome to the other term. It's also important to note that her husband is a real piece of crap. He's put hands on her, talks mean to her, and never seems to be interested in playing piano with her or even interested in warming up the keys. Makes me wonder if he's cheating too when he's out of town. Since I don't think very much of her husband, she thinks I antagonize her bad behaviors when she's drunk and hopes it will break them up. However, I have never disclosed any of her antics to her husband or anyone else, except us. I just don't babysit her and mommy her like she wants me to because, one, why would I stop you from getting the attention you tell me you're craving because you never get it? And two, you get angry when I do call you out for being a cheat. And third, I am also there to have fun and escape being a mommy for a minute. Unlike her, I'm madly in love with my husband and would never do anything to hurt him or our relationship. So why do I have to sacrifice my good, clean fun to keep her from turning into the bar hoe? Am I the a-hole if I tell her either she needs to stop drinking so much and keep herself under control, or I will no longer be able to hang out with her in my free time due to not wanting to be blamed for not babysitting her? Please help. Thank you.
Exhausting.
Yeah. That's a conversation that with your, it sounds like if you do have a conversation with her, she's going to try to turn it around on you regardless, because that's how, like, she's not one to take accountability. She's in a really, really bad situation that she needs to get out of. So I commend you for wanting to be a good friend and be there for her because her marriage is so, so dismal. But like you said, you deserve to go out and have a good time without having to babysit somebody else. So the next time you go out, before you even go out, you have to set those boundaries and those parameters. Be like, listen, I love you. I want to hang out with you. I want to have fun. I've been a mom all day long. I'm not going to be a mom tonight. You are a grown woman. You can take care of yourself. You are responsible for yourself. I am not here to babysit you. I'm here to have fun with you.
Preach. First of all, hat tip to the code names of Harley and Ivy, which is Harlequin and Poison Ivy are best friends in the DC Comics universe.
Oh.
Love it. But here's the thing. So I agree. You deserve to have your own fun, but I think that you need, if you're a best friend, need to take it a step further and suggest she find someone to talk this stuff out. And I had this happen. I was in a dark place and a good friend named Kristen, who I'm going to put on the spot, sent me a sweet note and said, I deserve to be happy, and got me on a course to getting a therapist. And it was life changing for me. And I'm forever grateful to you for that. And I think this is your opportunity to be a Kristen in your friend's life. And you can be there and you can say, hey, if we're going to hang out, I don't want to drink, but also, like, let me help you out in other ways as your best friend. And you can set her on a path, and it's up to her to take the reins and really, like, take the next step. But you don't deserve to be a mom to your best friend, but your best friend also needs a best friend she can lean on right now.
I just want to correct one thing. I don't think that you deserve to be happy.
Okay.
God.
Well, it makes for better content if I'm not, but you're welcome.
It's a good thing you went to Kristen for that. It's the Bird Show.
Hey, the Bird Show.